On March 17th, one of the most gifted and renowned poets of the last century departed his native St. Lucia to sing eternally among the bards on Mount Olympus. Sir Derek Walcott celebrated his Caribbean heritage and ecology, railed against its colonial history, paid constant homage to Homer, and won a MacArthur Genius Grant and the Nobel Prize. Here's Derek Walcott himself with Sea Grapes.
That sail which leans on light, tired of islands, a schooner beating up the Caribbean for home, could be Odysseus, homebound on the Aegean. That father and husband's longing under gnarled sour grapes is like the adulterer hearing Nausicaa's name in every girl's outcry. This brings nobody peace. The ancient war between obsession and responsibility will never finish, and has been the same for the sea wanderer or the one on shore now wriggling on his sandals to walk home since Troy sighed its last flame, and the blind giant's boulder heaved the trough from whose groundswell the great hexameters come to the conclusions of exhausted surf. The classics can console, but not enough.